The Milan Wildcats and the Plattsburgh Tigers is the game of the week. Friday night over at the Pit, we'll have Dennis Stevenson on the call on KTTN-FM 92.3. I didn't realize this until I was talking with Coach Wallace on Wednesday down at Plattsburgh. Coach Wallace was on the Milan staff last year, so there's not a lot of secrets between you and Coach Wallace there, John.
Yes, I've known Jeff for a long time, and he was a little bit out of coaching, and, so we just, naturally, I've been there when you're not, if you're not, it was great to get him involved with something and as a friend, and just, that's just, it's just the way things go once in a while, so.
You had last year, by the end of the year, you were clearly playing your best football. You got a couple of victories, and you played decently against a really good Hamilton team. How much did that really serve to catapult your program into the offseason, Coach, the way that you finished last year?
Well, you're always, wanting to kind of peak at the end of the year anyway. And so we had some decent, we're going to be young as it was up front last year. We went through a lot of injuries within our lines and stuff last year, and it was hard to get any consistency early playing against very good football teams, whether it's a non-conference schedule or we're getting into our conference, and just we just had to learn and just grin and bear it and get through it. And once we got a couple people back, we were also growing up a little bit and just getting a little more experience as you go. And, you just have to remain patient, That's something that's, in this day and age is not something everybody has a lot of. So, but it's not my first rodeo, and that's just the way it is. And we just got better as we went along last year. And I even told my wife going into basketball last year, I said, I'm telling you right now, I knew going into, we went to Hamilton even too. So I was like, these guys, no venue's going to scare them.
Right.
And you saw that come basketball too. No venue was nothing was going to scare them. And they play hard, and they've just gotten older and more experienced, just like in any other anything else. More experience you get with something, the more relaxed you're going to be. And when that all happens, you have a little more confidence as that goes along with it.
You're running football, Coach John. We know that about you. And in order to run the football, you like to have guys to haul the rock. It sounds like you do, but you got to be able to block up front. How does your old line look right now?
Our line's doing really well. I mean, we had one young man that graduated, but for the most part, we got everybody returning. Just a good, solid group of kids.
As far as the backfield goes, are we looking at Jamuel and Dom, kind of as a 1-2 punch for you back there?
Those two returned from our team last year, yeah.
Is there going to be depth behind those two, or with numbers and depth, how does that look overall with your football team?
Yeah, we've got some depth that goes along with them, too. I mean, you start including Dre Moorhead involved with that, Marcus Diaz. This freshman young man, Derek DePorto, has stepped in, and he's a very strong lad that's can step in on a Friday when needed. Corey Weaver's another young man, Bryce Sinclair. There's some kids with some speed and kids that want to know what they're doing if they're needed to be. So, we've just got to just keep working hard and just you'll get your carries.
You mentioned the confidence level and just the maturity level really growing with your group. And you mentioned basketball and a little bit at the end of the football season, too. That win that they had, I haven't talked to you specifically about it. Certainly, I've talked to Andre about it. The win that they had down in Mexico against Harrisburg, that might have been as much fun as I've had calling a game in my life. I thought that was just a huge win for that group, no matter the sport, just for their confidence level.
Yeah, I mean, I knew going into that game, they were going to be confident. They were going to play well. Like I said, the venue wasn't going to be anything new to them. Those kids, heck, I don't know how much travel and basketball some of them kids have played in that gym anyway. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they just have, the more experienced you are, the more relaxed you are with things. And, it's just the way it goes, no matter what it is. Whether you get behind the wheel of a car or whether you're playing football or basketball.
Yeah, you've been as far as that car analogy, and I think it's a good one. You get more comfortable behind the wheel, and you tend to do a little bit more, and you just have more to your repertoire. As far as Ryan goes, because he's now a veteran back there at quarterback, we've talked about him as a freshman, as a sophomore. How does he look different as a junior this year, Coach?
Well, he's a little taller and a little bit bigger, and he's, like I said, the game's a little slower to him. He understands what we want done, and just a good leader for us.
As far as the conference race goes, Coach, and this has kind of been the discussion I've had with all eight of the coaches this week, does it look as wide open once you get into the GRC as it does to me?
I think it's pretty wide open. I mean, I'm still a little new with everybody and trying to judge sometimes the kids and everything. I just think that any given Friday, I think anybody can step up their game. And I think all of us need to stay healthy. I mean, that can just change things dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't understand that, but that changes things pretty dramatically. And that the pressure goes on the next kid that has to go in, and that can change things, what you do. And you still don't want to overwhelm kids. And so I think that if everybody stays healthy, this could be one heck of a race.
Oh, I agree with you on that. I think everybody's in the 30s as far as number-wise, too. What do your overall numbers look like at Milan?
Yeah, 32.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much right in that 31 to 36 there range. Last week, Coach, you had a jamboree over at the pit. How did things look for the green and gold?
Well, we came out, executed, and did the things we needed, and I thought they did a good job just getting out, recognizing what they had to do defensively and offensively, just stuck to the rules and just executed well.
Defensively, Coach, how do you like the look of your team right now on that side of the football?
I like it pretty well. That's where experience really comes in, too, is just the kids. You know, you have to hit your trousers up and go tackle somebody and play some defense. That's sometimes where you have some different, you know, things can, you can really show your age a little bit there. But I think we've got, and this goes for offense, too, I just really like the balance and the quality of people that are at all the different positions, whether it's up front, the linebackers, outside backers, your secondary, whatever it is. I really like all the athletes we got in those spots.
The one thing, too, that your teams, your better teams have had, and this is going back to when you had Raul Palacios as a kicker and a pretty good punter, you had good special teams with your best teams. Does that look like it might be a strength for this year's group, Coach?
I think our special teams will continue to be good. You know, we've got a couple young men that can kick and punt, and that can change field position, get points you need if you need a field goal somewhere down in close. And so it's a third that we've always tried to, you know, take very serious with what we do.
In the past couple of years, obviously, this kind of comes with just having a young football team. You end up losing the turnover battle a lot and end up losing games with that turnover battle. Is that a thing that every coach says you got to win the turnover battle? Do you really have confidence that that thing is going to flip in your direction and you're going to have a team that's going to be able to create some of those opportunities?
I sure hope so, Tom.
That doesn't hurt, does it?
I mean, that's what you work hard, and hopefully your defense can be opportunistic.
A lot of times, too, that's just, you know, teaching defenses to hit hard. And if you hit hard, the ball comes loose and there's opportunities to get on that football.
Absolutely. In good pursuit, sometimes the offense can accidentally mess up a handoff or do something. The ball's on the ground. You know, good, aggressive football teams are going to be near the football. You know, ones that are a little bit passive, you know, a team drops the ball, does something. If they pick it up, dust it off, and have time to do all that, then you're probably not going, you're not seeing a very good aggressive defense. And I think that I think we'll be very aggressive this year. So I think if teams put the ball down, we'll be there.
You got a Plattsburgh team on the other side of the field Friday night, Coach. What does Plattsburgh have that has caught your attention?
I just think they've got some overall athletes everywhere across the board. You know, they've got I don't know them all that well. There's a lot of new faces, new coaching staff, of course, and it's just they've got some backs. I don't know them all by name, too. I got a late roster on them, too, so. But I know who those kids are when it comes out on the field. It doesn't matter whether or not I know their first and their last name. So, but they've got a very nice receiver. They split out. Very athletic quarterback and running back tandem back there, and a pretty good sizable line. So know, they're going to be a very athletic group of people that we're going to have to, and the kids up front seem to really get off the football and really want to, don't seem like they make many mistakes either, what I saw in the Jamboree, and I'm sure they will. There'll be a lot of other things that they didn't showcase in the Jamboree that we've got to be ready for.
With your coaching style, are you pretty consistent with your with the intensity and then the focus that you have in practice, or does it really get cranked up noticeably on game week?
Oh, I don't know. I think not. you know, we're just – biggest message we're sending guys this year is, you know, don't worry about mistakes. Just – all you need to do is worry about effort. If something gets messed up, assignment, sometimes you can, you know, overcome some little mistake if somebody's given a little more extra. Even if you're wrong, if you're giving great effort, it can maybe camouflage a little bit. So quit worrying about mistakes. Let's play fast. Let's play with effort. And the more times that's going to happen, things are going to work out in your favor. And you know, kids are wanting to do well. They're wanting, you know, if they're thinking a little bit too much. You know, so really for about the last year and a half, too, it's just been, you know, it's why you practice. It's not, only time we have anything gets amped up or something, it's all of a sudden, you know, we don't see that at all. But we see somebody gets lazy. You know, sometimes the coach doesn't necessarily like that. But for the most part, it's pretty relaxed. Let's get our work done type of week.
Well, Milan, as we said, great basketball season with much of the same group of guys that'll be on the Cal Hubbard Field Friday nights. Finished off last season well. Great basketball season. Things looking up for football. It should be an exciting campaign. Plattsburgh at Milan Friday night at 7 on KTTN 92.3 FM. John Dabney, best of luck to you in the green and gold. We'll talk to you after Friday night's game.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate you guys' coverage.